T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
844, 16 before 9. Among the headlines you'll find at WWL.com, will Louisiana go for sports betting? Sports betting could net the state millions in revenue. Well, let's talk to one of the gentlemen who proposed that exact thing, and it's Danny Martini, a state senator from the Metairie area. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. You?
I'm better.
All right.
Now we are now beginning the sprint of the session, and we got Easter behind us, so now everything's starting to really move. So
right.
We'll see.
Let's talk about legalized sports betting, and I guess some people are saying Family Foundation. What is this president? Family Forum President Gene Mills says that the revenue generated is going to be offset by the social damage caused by increased gambling. What'd you say?
Well, I believe Gene Mills said that. The bottom line is, I'm not bringing a new form of gaming into the state.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is legalizing it and regulating it so that we can get some money, number one, for early childhood development, and number two, to deal with some of those ills. And I think if Gene Mills really believes that if my bill dies, there will be no sports betting in Louisiana, he's very naive. It's the state police, and I was on a forum the other day with one of Gene Mills' representatives.
Mm-hmm.
The head of state police gaming said there are at least 100 sites you can get on right now to bet on offshore. We get no money. We get and the same guy that has social problems as a result of betting there or betting at Beau Rivage or betting at in Arkansas at the racetracks, they come back to Louisiana, and we have all of those problems. I'm trying to recognize an industry that already exists and regulate it so that we can benefit by that regulation.
Let me ask you if this is accurate or not. It seems as though to me, if somebody has a gambling addiction or they're predisposed to that, they're going to find a way to gamble. And conversely,
right,
if you have a place where it's legal and then go in, maybe make a bet on this, make a bet on that,
mm-hmm,
if they're not predisposed to gambling after they have their you-know-what handed to them in a hat,
mm-hmm,
then they're pretty well going to get the message that it's not for them. Is that accurate or not?
Well, I think it's fairly accurate. You know, the bottom line, people are going to do with the, you know, an alcoholic is going to find a way to go to get alcohol, you know. Somebody who's betting on sports is going to find a way to bet. You can call a bookie right now. You can go online, and obviously right now, for those of us in the greater New Orleans area, you can ride over to the Silver Slipper or the Beau Rivage, and you can place a bet. And the problem is, if you've got that addiction, you're still coming back home, I guess, to explain to your wife why you blew your paycheck. And there's all kinds of social consequences as a result of it. And we have nothing to deal with it. We don't have the financial resources to do it. And my point is simply this. It's happening. And whether my bill passes or doesn't pass, it's going to still keep happening. The only problem is if my bill fails and we don't recognize this, we will have no money that we can dedicate to early childhood development, and we'll also have no money to deal with the social ills of problem gaming.
All right, well, two things. First of all, just to be fair, having given a lot of cars away in a lot of casinos, I can tell you, Danny, sometimes the wife is coming home and telling the husband that the paycheck is gone.
Oh, that was not
No, I understand. I'm just pulling your leg. I know.
If your wife sneaks off with your paycheck, and it's the same problem.
Better so, sneak off with your paycheck than somebody else.
So now we're fair.
Yeah,
you know?
but listen.
What else you got?
Long time ago, and I was just kidding. I hope you know that. But you
sure.
know, for those that remember, There were these white cards that you could buy where you could parlay three teams, and on a card it said provided for informational purposes only, not an inducement to wager. And I remember that because I looked up inducement to see what the hell it meant. I think those have disappeared because they've been supplanted by an easier form of gambling. You think that's accurate?
That's probably true. I remember when I was in grammar school and high school, they would have those things. And the bottom line is what a lot of people don't understand is you and I can bet all day long on football games as long as it's not a third party, you know, taking a cut of it. So, you know, I mean, look, this is my problem. Whether you like it or not, the gaming industry provides either the top or they're in the top three of providing revenue to the state. If they want to do away with gaming and replace it with something else, that's fine. But fine by me, but we don't have that. But if they are a regulated industry in the state of Louisiana, we ought to be doing things such as my bill is doing, and that would be allowing them to participate on an even playing field with our neighboring states, and that's what we're doing.
I think we missed the boat when it came to riverboat gambling with casino. I think they got the jump on us, and it looks like the same thing is happening
with sports betting. They're a year ahead of us right now. Boat Rivage is expanding their facility. Everybody's it's happening.
What do you think about the reality of it getting out of committee, et cetera?
Oh, I think it'll. I'm very confident that it will get out of committee. I don't know. There are those people who want to go well beyond what I'm trying to do, which I think causes, which decreases our ability to succeed. But I think if we do what I'm trying to do, and that's just a basic sports betting bill that pretty much mirrors what's going on in Mississippi, I think we have a good chance. If we try to get greedy, you know what they say, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered.
Yep.
And I don't want that to happen.
I appreciate your time. I hope we talk to you again about this.
Anytime, Tommy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.